Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ed is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Oh, my goodness. We're just having way too much fun here in Nash County.
Oh, God. Rigsby.
There's something about the air. Talking about Tony Rigsby. We're trying to loosen him up a little bit.
What?
Oh, me. What a bird. What a bird.
And we're at the plant sale.
Yeah.
At the Nash County Cooperative Extension, 9 a.m. to noon, to support the Master Gardener Volunteer Program here in Nash County. Great selection of plants. And while you're here, go stroll around the Arboretum and see more beautiful plants.
Yeah. So
trees, shrubs, herbs, vegetables, shade plants, sun plants, hanging baskets.
It's clearing out, more. Man. I swear people are buying stuff.
Yeah, but you know, there's still a pretty good selection of plants here.
I know. Yeah, and from great nurseries like Taylor's. Taylor's is just, I don't know how old that place is. They've been in business for at least 70 years. And because they were well established the first time I saw them, yeah. As you come into Raleigh on old 64 when I was a kid.
Good quality plants here. You know, almost, I mean, I don't see anything that looks anything less than top quality.
Well taken care of, yes, all of it. And some very unusual looking plants.
Reasonable prices. But don't come here for the prices. Come for the selection. Come for the quality. Come to support the great work these Master Gardener volunteers do.
All right. you know, we were talking about my boss, Josh, and his Asiatic lilies. And I have a friend, Charlie, down the street who has a bunch of them in his yard. And they're just gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's always love to, and fragrant. But you need some help sometimes with I Must Garden materials, because they can be pretty rough. The animals, the squirrels, the rabbits. Josh is having trouble with the rabbits. But you know, if you're having some problems, if you love your garden, you know just how frustrating it is to see all that hard work destroyed overnight by deer and rabbits. But don't worry, I Must Garden is here to help. So I Must Garden deer and rabbit repellents are a natural, eco-friendly way to protect your plants without harming animals or the environment. Made right here in North Carolina, I Must Garden uses botanical oils and other carefully selected natural ingredients to create a formula that is both powerful and plant-friendly. It's safe for people, safe for pets, and safe for the earth. Plus, it actually smells pleasant with mint or spice-scented options, so you won't mind spraying it around your yard. These repellents don't just smell good, they work. They're rain-resistant, long-lasting, which means less reapplying, you know how that goes, and more enjoying the outdoor space. We're all busy these days, so. No matter what you're planting, I Must Garden keeps deer, rabbits, and even groundhogs away without any harmful chemicals. Choose from ready-to-use sprays, cost-effective concentrates, or convenient granular formulas in a shaker jar. Whatever your gardening style, there's an I Must Garden solution that fits for you. And here's the best part. You don't have to go far. You'll find I Must Garden repellents at independent garden centers and hardware stores throughout the Triangle area and beyond, including Southern States and Carrboro and Town and Country hardware stores, of course, Camboro Nursery. Colby, what's the place in Rocky Mount that you can find it, you think?
Allen's Nursery.
Allen's Nursery. Perhaps. All right. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests.
So, Colby, what is this tree over here that's got the white?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's called a dappled willow. That was a donation from Greenleaf Nursery. Yeah.
That is interesting. Striking.
So does that get really big?
No. A lot of people put it in like a urn or container for entrance. It kind of stays that size.
And the white, is that foliage or blossom?
It's kind of reddish, orangish, white foliage.
How long does it stay like that?
Well, it says during the heat of the summer it'll fade a little bit, but so yeah, it's gorgeous in the spring.
Yeah, that's a striking plant.
How big do you think that would get if it were?
Well, you can keep it in like a topiary type form like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. How about that? So it's really slow growing, mm-hmm.
and it's a willow.
Mm-hmm. A Salix, yeah.
Salix.
Mm-hmm. Now, the willows that we, you know, the flowing huge willows that grow so fast. They don't last too long. How about this? Is that going to last longer?
I'm not that familiar with that one.
Okay.
So I can't say for sure, but.
Well, that's what I'm here for, yeah. Is to ask the hard questions. Right. I got to stump you. So.
Well, some shy folks in Nash County, because I got you this nice sign to get people to come up here and ask questions, and nobody's.
No, they're not going to ask. Who is that? Who's that boy up there? Yeah.
Oh, well, I got a question.
You got a sign? Where's the sign?
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. right in front of me.
Mimosa. How long do they live? I've got one about 25 years old, and it's not leafed out very much. Am I pushing it?
Those plants are kind of out of favor, Rufus.
I know it.
I know they're. I thought they were
noxious weed.
They're kind of weedy.
But they are a butterfly magnet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, Rufus, but I hope it doesn't live here.
It's about to say.
Well, some people cherish them. You know, some people like to have them.
They're pretty out in the wild.
It's an invasive plant.
Down east, and you see them all over the place in the summertime, and they're pretty. And they grow very fast, but they probably don't last long. And
they're better.
They
choices.
Are invasive.
They're better choices for your landscape. I mean, enjoy them if you see them, but better choices for the landscape.
All right. Well, I'm sure they don't sell any mimosa at the State Farmers Market, but we're going out there and talk about other plants and other vegetables and all kinds of stuff because Brother Billy is there. Billy, how are you today, my friend? You been active today?
I have been active. I've been walking around and looking at all the different sites, all the plants and all the produce that's coming in and all the strawberries.
That builds lots of strawberries, huh? How about that? So it's going to, if you go down to Farmer's Building number one, which is closest to the Farmer's Market restaurant, by the way, you're going to smell a lot of, you're going to smell like strawberries, right?
You smell like strawberries.
Yeah. What a nice fragrance.
And there's so really? Many different farmers and so many different varieties. It's awesome.
We've been talking about all the rain that we were supposed to get this week. I'm sure that the farmers are a bit disappointed because it's starting to get a little dry, the topsoil, isn't it?
Well, there's one thing about it. These guys out here, you know, they'll come by and they'll say, well, we sure need some rain. Next thing I know, they'll say, well, I had to turn on my pump to get some water going. And then a couple weeks later, and they're used to it, they're like, well, I had to turn on my pump to get water back off the farm.
But it's
very resilient, you know, that's for sure.
I was hoping, because people are planting so many things, and I was hoping, I think all of us were hoping for a little bit of rain, as long as it didn't rain today. But I think today was about the last chance for a little while, because tomorrow's supposed to be really nice. A cold front is coming through, and I think we're getting a little breeze from that, maybe. But I'm just, Rufus canceled his garden party because on Friday because of all of this. And I know that must be disappointing, Rufus. We're all looking forward to it.
2 weeks ago, they said it would be thundering and lightning and carrying on. And I guess there's the lesson to that. Wait it out. Don't believe everything you hear on the weathercaster. Although those are great people,
that's a tough job, and they're some of the smartest folks you're ever going to find. I mean, if they weren't meteorologists, they could be math majors. But it's hard to deal with Mother Nature because she's going to do what she wants
to
do, and they can use science, and it doesn't always work out. But you know, it's certainly been humid. I mean, the moisture was there. We were certainly expecting something, but it didn't turn out like that.
Well, I don't know if it has to do with the weather or what, but my wife and I went camping and a week or so ago, and we stopped along the way at a strawberry stand, and I think they were the best strawberries I've ever had. North Carolina grown strawberry. I mean, you cannot do better than North Carolina grown strawberries.
That's true.
And maybe it's just because you forget how good they are from year to year. But I mean, they were big, they were juicy, they were sweet, they were flavorful. Oh my gosh! So Billy, I don't know if they're releasing some new cultivars that have really outstanding flavor, but get down to the farmer's market and get you some while they've got them. For sure.
Yes, and do a challenge. Get you a few from this farmer, a few from that farmer, and go try them all. You know, you can look at strawberries.
Yeah, exactly.
Still, you know, there are different varieties, as well as we still have a few of the tunnel-grown strawberries. I was down talking to Mr. Bob this morning for sales, those tunnel-grown. They had raspberries as well. But I asked him, I said, now, you have some out of the tunnel still. And they were just a little bit kind of, I guess I'd say, pinker than those ones for one under the tunnel. And you could actually tell the difference. So they were both big, birdy, and shiny.
Farmers are the smartest people in the world. They really do what they do with the conditions every year. Billy, hold on a second. We're going to be right back. Hold your bases, as my father used to say. We'll be back with the WPTF Weekend Gardener from the Arboretum and Extension Service in Nash County in Nashville, my hometown, coming up.
Yeah.
I just saw a dear friend that, yeah, golly, it's just, you know, they're not that many people I grew up with around here anymore, and so it's, but there were a few, and I just saw one of them. And, Sandra.
Cliff is here too.
Yeah, I saw Cliff. He was talking. I saw my wife chattering with somebody. My wife goes anywhere, and she knows everybody by the end of the day. She just kind of makes the rounds. I was watching her in church the other day. Excuse me, Billy. I got to talk about my wife a little bit. She was she's one of the choir directors. She has a children's choir at St. Michael's Episcopal, and at church the other day, I was at the back and of the church, and it's a pretty big church. She was walking around, she was making her way around the church, talking to people, just about everybody around the periphery of the people in front, talking to people in back. She could have run for office, Rufus. She could have been.
I need to talk to her about that.
Well, I don't think she wants to anymore.
There's some perils to that. What do you think about that, Billy?
There are perils. Yeah, Billy, we don't want to run for office, do we? But at any rate, she gets out and talks to people. That's a good thing.
It is.
To have somebody in the house like that. So, Billy, what else you got besides strawberries?
We got no Billy.
There we go. We got you now.
Oh, dude. Okay. All right. We got carrots and greens and potatoes, apples.
Wonderful. So, you got asparagus?
We do have asparagus.
Yeah. What's the next vegetable that's going to be coming in that people like? We're getting closer and closer to the season. What does May give us usually?
Let's see what. I think squash probably will start popping off in May.
Good old crookneck squash.
Crookneck.
Right.
Yeah. And, once they get there, peaches will start coming in shortly. And it'll be in full bloom then.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how much variety you can find at the farmer's shed at the farmer's market almost any day of the year. There's great variety. It's amazing what we can grow in North Carolina year-round.
And by the time we get to July, it's incredible because the butter beans and the peas and all of that good stuff. You have just vegetable meals.
Yeah.
Those are really my favorite. When we can have all those vegetables for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have to throw in a little fat back too. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
But what, you got a lot of flowers and plants out there too.
We have a lot of flowers and bedding plants and herbs. We got Gerald here.
Old Gerald, I'm sure is present. He's got all the tomatoes and peppers and, yeah. So up in the market shops, you have the standard fare of all the breads baking this morning and the coffee from 321 Coffee and the market grill. You could probably get you a Rufus dog right now if you wanted one.
I bet you can.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's okay to eat a Rufus dog before noon, isn't it? Rufus?
I would eat one right now.
Yeah.
Paul, do you like the Rufus dog?
I do. I like it quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, I got to remember that. You should have been there last Saturday because she brought four.
We had a bag full of them. We surely did. Had a bag.
Never had a Rufus dog before.
It's well worth it.
Mustard, chili, slaw, and onions.
Yeah. And it's not exactly like Rufus. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And he's got a picture there to prove it. So, you got all of that, and you can got Mother's Day coming up. I bet you could find some gifts in there for Mother's Day, couldn't you, Billy?
Birdhouses and yard flags and little trinkets and old-fashioned sodas and old-fashioned candy.
And, of course, the famous Farmer's Market restaurant is open until 3 today, and the seafood restaurant Kemp's is open at 11 o'clock and will go on till early evening. It's just one good eating out at the State Farmers Market, right?
Yes. If you leave here hungry, it's your fault.
Well, Billy, we only have about 30 seconds. Anything coming up?
May 1st is strawberry cheese and strawberry breakfast eat contest. Entries need to be in by 10 a.m.
All right. Eat them up, yum, yum.
Yeah,
thank you, Billy.
Yeah, all right,
take it easy, buddy.
We'll
come see you. We'll come see you. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up from Nashville here on WPTF.
Oh, yeah.
To the show.
All right, we're back for we don't have too much time. We've got less than a half hour here for the show. I can't believe that. That's not fair. We need more time.
What doctor was she associated with?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, let me I got an Amos garden.
Well, they both
that I need to do
problems
here. But Ted, Rufus, pull your microphone up there. Ted Hardy's a childhood friend of mine. Ted, at least say hello.
Hello, how are y'all
today?
Did
you say something good about me, or
Mike
is it all
Rayleigh
bad?
Is famous Mike Rayleigh come famous back to hometown Nashville?
Your father was best body shop man in the world, and he worked at Rayleigh Chevrolet Buick.
He did, and he thought the world of your daddy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
your mother.
Yeah, and vice versa. They yeah, loved them. And I just you were a banker. You're retired now, and you're growing a lot of vegetables, aren't you?
We are. We've got a pretty good selection of vegetables going right now, and we've been doing it container gardening for about 5 years.
And you bought some stuff from Gerald Adams.
I did buy it from Gerald Adams. Yeah. Gerald is a great guy. He has very nice, healthy plants, and I could recommend anybody going to the State Farmers Market and buying plants from Gerald.
Yeah.
He's there 7 days a week.
Yeah, he is. Cliff? Hey, Melissa, quit talking to Cliff and come over here. Cliff, come over here. Cliff, we do the Cliff Joyner saying of the week. Let Cliff Joyner do it.
All right, right up there, Cliff. Get your glasses.
Hey, Cliff.
On.
Yep.
Wait, hold it over there so I can see it.
Yeah.
It says, "Whoever is happy will make others happy too," and that is attributable to Anne Frank rather than Cliff Joyner.
It is so true.
I would have said Cliff Joyner saying of the day.
Well, that's right. It is. You're such a talented guy.
I have no money, Mike. So.
Wait a minute, you're a financial planner.
But we're glad to have y'all in there.
We're so glad to have you.
I was going to say.
So glad to be here.
Good turnout today, too.
I hope it's a good turnout.
I think it appears to be.
Yeah.
Also, congratulations, 50 years.
Well, 50 years of toil and anguish.
Do I need to play my violin now?
A lot of fun.
Oh, me.
No, we've had a lot of fun.
But congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. I've said it so many times, I'm just thankful to survive. Because that's part of it. I'm a survivor. So Rufus survived a political career.
Well, y'all can support each other.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
I now make an honest living.
doing what?
Did I say that?
And a lawyer? Okay, well, we all love lawyers. So. Yeah.
This is not recorded,
is it? We
will
not delve into that any further. So everything been okay? What's going on with the Chamber of Commerce? Y'all got the Blooming Festival coming up.
We do in 2 weeks from today.
By God, the embers are going to be there, Rufus.
Ooh, love them.
Don't get up and dance.
Oh, I love them.
But we've got looking forward to a fun weekend. It's always a good weekend.
Yeah.
Bring a lot of people to Nashville and just show off how good a little town we are.
It's the prettiest small town I've ever seen in North Carolina, as far as I'm concerned. It's always had the prettiest downtown, and it's clean and friendly people, and And it's an oasis, that beautiful old courthouse.
Well,
so many memories there.
The flags all down, for the Blooming Festival, the flags all, if y'all came through downtown,
right.
They all flying, now and also. But
I bet Cliff can shag, right?
Cliff, can you shag?
I cannot dance.
How do you stay so skinny? You've been slim all of your life. How do you do it? It must be a secret. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I walk, run a whole lot. Maybe folks are trying to...
Oh, do you jog?
No, I don't. I walk a lot.
I do, too.
Maybe folks, trying to chase me. If markets go down, they try to chase me. I can run away from them.
Job security or...
job insecurity.
Oh, I can't help you right now. Well, I appreciate you did very well with the Cliff Jordan saying of the day, and I hope that...
That's about the extent of my my broadcasting abilities. I'm going to give it back to Rufus now.
Sorry. Well, look forward to the Blooming Festival. The embers are going to be there, Rufus.
Oh, I know.
You know those boys, don't
I
you?
Love those boys.
Yeah. Craig Woolard has called the show before.
Yeah.
On his way to a gig.
Well, Mike, I want to add my congratulations to you for the 50 years. And when we hear the voices of all the storied broadcasters that you always play during the show, and you listen to those folks, and part of what is so compelling about them is it's a trusted voice. And that to me, that's what makes a successful broadcaster, whether it's TV, radio, whatever. It's that trusted voice, and that comes from a place of character, and it comes from a place of integrity. And you think about the impact that you've had by telling the stories and keeping folks informed over the years. That's just so vital. It's always been vital. It's vital today. And so I compliment you. My hat's off to you. It's an incredible achievement. And all the people you've helped on the Weekend Gardener, I mean, if you add it up, I don't think you could add it up. It's just phenomenal. So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I really couldn't be more humbled by all of this. And John Harris started the show, and he started with all the help. And to follow John Harris, who was one of the famous people in North Carolina. Everybody knew the Tar Heel Gardener, and he only had 15 minutes. So we've tried to spread the gospel of John, John Harris.
You've done it well.
Yeah. So we've just kind of expanded it and had a lot more time to talk. But I hope it's a public service, because that's what radio is all about.
Indeed it is.
I know Carl Venters and all the greats who I've worked for, Mr. Curtis, believe strongly in the public service. So we'll take a break, be back with 20 minutes left in the show here on the Weekend Gardener from Nashville and the beautiful Arboretum at the Extension Service. We'll be back. We're back on WPTF.
He's a banker.
Melissa's found herself. She's already talking to somebody else. Made it to a different table now. It's good. Sweet Melissa. I was just talking to my friend Ted Hardy, about Augusta. You've been there, Rufus.
Oh, yes.
It's really an extraordinary gardening spot. Whether you like golf or not, it's like going to a botanical garden in a way, and especially if you're interested in turf. The brains behind that operation for their turf is of course they're in Augusta. Warm season grass is a lot happier there than it might be in Nash County, for instance, but y'all grow a lot of warm season grass up here, centipede?
It's a transition zone. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
Bermuda, Zoysia.
it's hard to deal with, and we have that problem. But you know, if you got enough sunlight or in most areas in central North Carolina, it works well. The centipede, a lot of centipede down east, and I'm seeing a little more Saint Augustine down in on the coast of North Carolina. That there's some new varieties, not just the Raleigh variety, for instance. And yeah,
I think the new one is Lobo from the university.
Lobo.
I could have that wrong. It's something like that. It's new zoysia.
They're just I get the there's so many varieties of zoysia. that is the go-to grass for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, Kobe, Mike knows I'm not a grass man. I'm a clover man. But somebody asked me yesterday, can I plant Bermuda? I said, call the show. I don't know.
Absolutely, you can.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of. I was getting ready to talk about Bermuda because it there are a lot of extraordinary varieties now. They'll move mountains to establish.
It's what folks call the old common Bermuda's wiregrass. So that's you can't get it out of flower beds.
It's not as pretty. It's not as formal looking as the newer ones that have developed. And I know NC State has done a lot of that. And Rufus out on Lake Wheeler, you know, that they got a lot of turf.
Love that place.
Out there, yeah. That's a garden spot, too.
And I saw you got out on the shelf here at the Extension Center. You got the lawn maintenance calendars.
Oh, yeah. I can't keep those stocked.
Yeah.
Were they developed by NC State or are the Master Gardeners?
Yeah, by campus, NC State.
Yeah. All right. So is there the sheets or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. For each species of turf grass grown here.
Yeah. If you can find it you can find all of that online.
Absolutely.
Turf Files is a mega site for any question that you might have. And that is expanded a great deal over the years. And you can find out more about plant diseases. There are photos of insects and disease.
And weeds.
Diseases and weeds.
Yeah.
So they've done a really good job of that. And something that Irv Evans and Miss Ann used to promote was Carolina Lawns. And it's
a
booklet.
That's still a publication.
I'm sure that you get requests for. And you can find a PDF of that online, and you can print out your own copy if you'd like, or just kind of thumb through and online. But that's very valuable and up-to-date. And the 16-4-8 fertilizer for most fertilizers, I think, is still the standard, Colby, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. For turf, yeah.
Yeah.
For most turf.
Yeah. Folks in the Extension Service don't believe in a lot of nitrogen. That can make a lot of green, or it can burn.
Not for centipede.
Doesn't like any contact. Doesn't even like you to walk through.
Don't look at it.
And talk about it. So, but it's, we're fortunate to have all of these scientists at NC State to share this information. The nematologists, Johnny Hood used to have a nematologist come in every once in a while on tobacco facts and talk about that. So there's so many specialties over there. It's incredible. You know, speaking of specialties, the folks who take care of your automobile or truck or SUV, pollen, we've been dealing with pollen. There's so many other things. Change the air filters. This is a good time to change the air filters. I think we're done with most of the pine pollen now. We're past the peak for that. So it might be a good time to change those filters and kind of clean out the ducts and everything. And right there between the glass and the hood, the windshield and the hood on your car. And also, there's so many other things that you should be cognizant of, like the tires and belts and hoses that you probably are not going to pay that much attention to unless they spring a leak or break. So get those checked. The pliability can be checked by the folks at King's Auto Service. Your air conditioning system, you're certainly going to need that. I'm sure you already have been using it for the hot weather to come. And most anything else, they can take care of at King's Auto Service. And if you have a hybrid vehicle, I noticed that Toyota, for instance, is going to start building more hybrids. A lot of people have those. And they have hybrid, certified hybrid technicians at King's. They're ready to diagnose and give you available options for the high voltage battery pack replacement for really less than the dealer will charge for replacement. The batteries, those big batteries can go for a long time, but much longer than the small batteries, those 12-volt batteries. Call King's on Monday. Schedule a courtesy battery analysis. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. And Dean Bailey is the proprietor of there, and we did a show for years and years called The Weekend Mechanic right after this show. And Dean was one of the folks from the Independent Garage Owners Association, which was one of the sponsors. And he is such a smart guy. Mechanics have to go, especially these days, have to learn so much. Just like meteorologists, they have quite an education. And it's a lot of computers, a lot of computer work. We all know how complicated that is. So go see Dean sometime when you need help with your car, and the preventive maintenance is a good idea always. So, Colby, we've had a really good turnout today.
I was just looking.
So blessed with the rains heading off.
All those Stella Rubies are gone. I was going to snag one myself after the sale, but I guess I won't be purchasing one. They're all gone. Got in the cart there, just got the last two.
But you still got a good
selection. Well, we can strong arm. We can strong arm him and make a deal. Rufus, can go talk.
I can manage him. Yeah.
Or threaten him with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
How about that? So that's for folks who were not listening earlier, tell us about that plant.
Oh, Stella Ruby. It's a magnolia cross, evergreen shrub, 15 feet tall, 8 feet wide, blooms sporadically all summer and smells like banana-ish.
Banana pudding.
Yeah, it smells delicious.
Banana pudding is what I've always heard, but I finally got one. And I was a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, it started blooming, and you have to hit the bloom just right.
And it has to, if like today is cooler, it's not, you're not going to smell it a whole lot. Yeah.
So is it happier in the sun, or is it, it's a little, it's a little more shade tolerant?
Afternoon shade for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. I actually planted somewhere I was supposed to. But I've had really good luck. Tony Avent has taught us that there are so many plants that we can use in the landscape that we wouldn't expect to be able to thrive here. So
neat.
We just, Rufus is...
Man is showing me a beautiful, beautiful hothouse here.
Gentleman walked up to the table where we're
at. Take the microphone and describe what you have here. Is this something
it's
you
like
built?
Actually,
that's WPTF did that. That's I'm Ray from Nashville.
Oh, Ray! I wasn't even thinking.
Yeah, last time we had seen.
How you doing, Ray?
We did a little walk over there. And
Ray is the greenhouse man.
But you guys talked me through because I didn't know how to do it. I just put it together.
Yeah, and Gerald would have been the person, or Phil, or maybe both.
And you guys were right about the. You said just put a little heater thing, and it made it all through the winter. It's like winter never showed up. That little thing we plugged in, and I put electrical in there.
It's a little heating source.
Yeah, I put electrical in there. I think I had one there.
And we actually had some cold weather this year.
So home built greenhouse, and what did you use for the plastic cover material, the clear plastic cover material?
They actually make one exactly for it, and they have a label on it. If you go to your favorite home, whatever you want to go to, if you look at the panels, they kind of look the same, but there's one that's labeled just for greenhouses.
Okay.
And I chose that, and good grief, it comes with little rib sections, foam, so it seals it.
Okay.
And you're right, you can just plug in a little heater, and it made it all winter.
How's your wife? She ain't with you, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that controls.
I'm the one with the wheelbarrow, and she's grabbing plants, and I was supposed to carry that wheelbarrow around and take it home.
Oh, yeah. I saw you over there with a wheelbarrow. Okay.
I was just doing what I was told.
But she kind of controls things pretty much.
No, I let the boss lady do all that kind of stuff. But I call in for her once in a while. She has plant questions, and you guys over the years.
She does not like us, or is she shy?
Well, she's kind of busy right now. She's in charge of spending the money in the house, too.
Well, so I know, but if she gets you to call instead of her, I mean, I don't understand. Why would she want to talk to us?
Oh, she doesn't like that kind of thing, but once she does...
Yeah, I don't like that kind of thing
either. Then she has a lot of questions.
So what are you growing in your greenhouse?
Well, we're kind of a fans of growing things that we eat in our own home.
That makes sense.
Tomatoes are a big thing, and which Rufus helped us out a lot with that, to learn how to properly eat a tomato sandwich.
I know he does not believe in pumpernickel or... nine-grain bread.
White bread with juice mayo running down your chin.
Yeah, he said it didn't count if it don't run down your chin.
I know.
You start all over.
You got to change shirts.
So we did that, and then we're also a big fan of banana peppers and jalapeno peppers.
Nice.
We do that kind of stuff. So.
Rufus loves the jalapenos.
But over the years, he described it.
Oh, yeah.
He works with a judge. Who's kin to him?
Who makes knockoff Tabasco sauce, and I use jalapeno and Tabasco peppers, a mixture.
How about that? Do you sell them in your roadside stand, Rufus?
Well, I'm not geared up yet to do that this season.
Well, we got to work on it.
But I wanted to show you all proof that it did work.
Oh, I believe you, Ray.
Oh, that's a really nice greenhouse. I'd love to.
And it's very attractive too.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, we just kind of did it by whatever. But she put it on the site and went across the world.
Right. Yeah, let Ted look at it. Ted's got some greenhouses, too.
And the boss lady had somebody from Europe ask for those drawings. And she said, my husband don't have drawings. Mm-hmm. She's called Grand Station, that's what we need.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So drawings?
Yeah. Oh,
what
yeah,
were you saying about drawings?
It was, she sent it on site. Oh, yeah, I did everything. So I don't really, you know. Well, I've been in construction my whole life, too. Electrical, but I pay attention, you know. So, she put us on site, some garden site, and it went across the world. And somebody from Europe keep hitting on her, asking for, okay, we need drawings. Can you send us the drawings? We'll send you the money to... But we don't do that.
Make friends. Make friends.
The garden community kind of surrounds
me. Absolutely.
But anyway, I thought...
Appreciate you coming by, Ray.
All right, baby. Yeah. Have a nice day.
All right. So,
Good to see you.
Well, Mike, there's still a great selection of plants here at the sale.
I don't know how... Joel, how much time we got? 4 minutes? 3 minutes? Oh! We only have a minute.
Oh, my
Colby, goodness. I'll give you the floor.
Oh, no, you're fine. We got about an hour left here at the Nash County Arboretum for the plant sale 2025.
Oh.
And you got herbs, tomatoes, shrubs, trees, vegetables.
Nice breeze.
Shade plants, perennials.
Good places to eat in Nashville if you're not from this area. Come down. We're going out to eat after this at the Nashville Exchange. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Give me Can't wait.
It's homemade chicken salad. You going to have a piece of cake, Rufus?
I certainly am. Chocolate cake.
Well, I hope they got chocolate.
Let me end up with what I always say. Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we're not through yet.
Oh, we're not through?
Okay. I don't think. How much more time we got here? Give me a countdown, Joel.
30, well, I got it in anyway.
30 seconds. Yeah, well, you got it in.
Yeah.
That's what your job throughout life is, to get the last word.
Right? That's right. That's right.
Okay. Ted, thank you, brother. I love you. Colby, thank you so much.
Thank y'all for being here.
Inviting me. It means so much to be out here today and see some good friends. What a gorgeous garden spot of the earth, Nash County and Nashville. Please come out in the remaining time to buy some beautiful plants, as I shall when I get off here. All right. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week, I think, at Fuquay Varina. It'll be the 1st of May.